This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Goldman Sachs was out with a report the other day. It was more of an announcement with some data attached, actually. Goldman is going to commit $10 billion over the next decade by repairing, or starting to repair, I guess, in its words, the dual and disproportionate race and gender biases that black women face. As for the data, Goldman says there is a 90% gap between the wealth of black households, where women are often the primary wage earner, and the wealth of white households. Marketplace's Erica Barris has the story.
Goldman Sachs has had initiatives for women in small businesses before, but this past year, black women dying of COVID and disproportionately losing jobs, the killing of George Floyd led to this initiative, says Asahi Pompei, head of corporate engagement at Goldman Sachs.
We knew we had to do something as it related to black women.
So the idea is to help black women get access to money and advance in the workforce, investing in things like broadband and childcare in black neighborhoods, and to partner with organizations such as Power Rising that have already been doing this work. Leah Daughtry is with the nonprofit.
Too often, organizations that want to do things in our communities do them without talking to the people who are most affected.
Initiatives like this sometimes forget it's not just money women need, says Rhonda Von Shea Sharp with the Women's Institute for Science, Equity, and Race.
Okay, Goldman, you've put in $10 billion. Are you really going to be sharing your network?
Whenever there are initiatives that focus on marginalized groups, black women tend to be left behind. Wharton professor Stephanie Creary says companies often focus on race or gender.
The categories that they have to report to the U.S. government about what they're doing with respect to understanding and advancing these groups that have historically been underrepresented and disadvantaged is race or gender.
But Creary says when a company like Goldman Sachs does something, its competitors do it too. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.